This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. Georgia's Secretary of State is speaking out after that phone call with President Trump. He says President Trump continues to believe debunked theories about Georgia's vote in the presidential election.
For the last 2 months, we've been fighting the rumor whack-a-mole. And it was pretty obvious very early on that we've debunked every one of those theories that have been out there, but that President Trump continues to believe them.
Brad Raffensperger was on Good Morning America. The AP's Ben Thomas has more on the president's weekend phone call to Raffensperger.
In an audio recording obtained by the Associated Press of a call Saturday between the president, Georgia Secretary of State Brad Raffensperger, and others, the president says,
I just want to find 11,780 votes, which is one more than we have, because we won the state, and flipping the state is a great testament to our country.
In the call, Trump repeats a litany of claims of alleged voter fraud and irregularities, to which Raffensperger responds,
Well, Mr. President, the challenge that you have is the data you have is wrong.
Ben Thomas, Washington.
A top Senate Democrat is calling for a criminal investigation. Dick Durbin is the number two Democrat in the Senate. Health officials say the U.S. is ramping up COVID-19 vaccinations after a slower-than-expected start, bringing the number of shots already administered to about 4 million. Dr. Anthony Fauci says President-elect Biden's pledge to administer 100 million shots of vaccine within his first 100 days in office is achievable. Hundreds of protesters marched in Minneapolis Sunday after police shot and killed a 23-year-old man last week. Police say Dalal Id fired his gun at police first. This is AP News. The Washington football team has gotten into the playoffs despite a losing record. The AP's Dave Ferry has this.
The Washington football team claimed the NFC East title with a 2014 win at Philadelphia. Alex Smith threw two touchdown passes and was 22 of 32 for 162 yards and two interceptions. Smith threw a 13-yard TD pass to Logan Thomas in the second quarter to put Washington ahead for good. The go-ahead toss came after Jalen Hurts scored on a pair of 6-yard TD runs for the Eagles. Washington is the third team to win a division with a losing record, ending up 7-9. Six of this season's non-playoff teams posted records that were the same or better. I'm Dave Ferry.
Nancy Pelosi was narrowly re-elected Speaker of the House on Sunday. The California Democrat has led her party in the House since 2003 and is the only woman to ever be Speaker. To keep her job, she had to overcome some Democratic grumbling about how long she'd held the post. I'm Rita Foley, AP News.